Welcome, everybody. We going to proceed now after the vivid discussion on this governance and moderation questions. We're going to have now a brief introduction of a specific project of the Cultural Broadcasting Archive and ask Ingo, who is the technical lead of the Cultural Broadcasting Archive for over 20 years now, to introduce you to this project.
Thank you. Hello, everybody. Welcome. Since CBA, Cultural Broadcasting Archive, is a co-host of this event and was mentioned quite a lot the last days, we thought we also introduce this project to you. If you don't know it already, I guess most of you know it already, but since there are also people watching online on the video stream, this might be still interesting to you. Just give a brief introduction of what our platform basically is, and we are just opened up a new extension, so to say, for having language portals as additional nodes of this platform, which somehow serves as a blueprint for having additional portals all over Europe potentially now. The CBA, the Cultural Broadcasting Archive, is accessible under cba.media. It looks like this, and the project started originally over 20 years ago as a broadcast exchange platform, since community radios in German-speaking countries used to exchange radio broadcasts by sending tapes, CDs, to each other, and in order to make that easier, in 2000, Radio FRO, the community radio here based in Linz, we are in this in their premises, so to say, developed the platform as an exchange platform, just to make this these things easier. Grew and grew over the years since to its current state, as the biggest podcast provider in Austria. So basically, in the last 20 years, there were over 2,000, nearly 2,000 voluntary people involved, mainly producers of community radios in Austria and Germany, building up this collaborative platform on a voluntary basis. And in the meantime, it grew to a very big pool of alternative media coverage, which is also heavily used for educational purposes. It's free for research, and is also used in this way as an archive. The functions added up over the years, so we are basically a podcast provider for most of the producers now. We serve as a communication platform, still, of course, as a broadcast exchange platform, it's also perceived as an open audiovisual archive, developed into a contemporary document, since civil society activities of the last 20 years are documented there quite densely. We always understood this project not only as an Austrian project, but as an international one, as a European platform, and this is also the reason why we are pursuing this idea of a European cultural backbone for quite a long time. We're having it in our heads since over 20 years already. It's some sort of continuation of this way. Just to give you a brief overview of our data stock, we are currently host radio shows in over 50 languages, around 130,000 audio pieces, mostly audio, but also videos, images, and documents are accessible there. There are around 3,000 podcasts made by 2,200 users, from which there are around nearly 1,000 active still, and around 25 radio stations in mostly from the German-speaking area take part in this project. We evolved from community radio, we share the values and principles of community media. It's a non-profit project, civil society driven. We have no commercial interests and thus are non-commercial and ad-free. We serve as an independent infrastructure, which the matter we are discussing right now during this event a lot, and the necessity of such infrastructures, since they almost don't exist anymore. As we know that most of our communication takes place on the big tech platforms, which distort the way we communicate along their commercial business models, and in this way, this political and technical independence makes this independent infrastructure important nowadays. In this sense, we're also privacy friendly. We support data sovereignty and data protection. And of course, there is no monetization of the user's personal data. If you contribute to the platform, you don't lose any rights of the content. There is no data in any way sold to any other third party. And in this way, the project serves public welfare through its open access and the free use for own production or other purposes. So we are mostly using Creative Commons licenses, which make it possible to use the media stored there for your own research purposes or your own creative purposes, because we want the content to be freely accessible and as free as possible. Also our political goals are very similar to those of community media, like the promotion of political participation, the promotion of social and media diversity, open access to knowledge, and in this way democratizing or contributing to democratize the digital media landscape. And our long-term goal, which we're discussing at this event, is to be a part or establish or be a part of establishing a building, a European digital public space. So how can it be used? So beside going to the website and just listening to the content there, CBA basically works as a content provider, which is mostly accessed not directly over the website, but through its APIs, for instance, RSS feeds or REST APIs, which we provide for different use cases and mostly use cases that media initiatives need in their private work, like providing content in the fitting ways for having it displayed on mobile apps, for instance. That content can be spread on podcast platforms, on podcatchers and aggregators. We additionally provide standalone players, which can be easily integrated into radio websites, for instance. So CBA as a content provider can be used displaying content mostly without knowing, without having the user to know where the content is actually coming from. So in most cases, this independent infrastructure and where the content is hosted is most of the time invisible for the user, basically. And of course, we store content on a long-term basis, so accessibility should be there for long-term time periods. This is also the thing we understand the platform as well. This is an example of a standalone player which can be very easily integrated into another website. You basically just copy and paste a link to a station or a podcast, in this way you have the possibility to include it quite easily in your own websites. One thing we just realized, thanks to Danube Streamwaves, a European cultural exchange project by Radio Free FM Ulm, who made it possible, is our recent extension, so to say, namely extending the platform to other language regions, so to say, and having this And having this as a second approach to a second offer to a European cultural backbone, since we imagine a European cultural backbone though being a federated network of independent nodes and also independent infrastructures, but still there are institutions, media initiatives, NGOs, organizations from the Open Glam area who produce audiovisual content. Still don't have the abilities to have their own infrastructures on their own. With this these language portals, we now have an additional offer for those organizations which aren't able to provide their own hosting infrastructures to take part in the project and also having their own nodes inside the CBA ecosystem, so to say. So Civil Radio, a community radio based in Budapest, they just lost their license, unfortunately, 2 years ago, and were just looking for a solution, a technical solution, to provide their content online. And this is just a recent example, a very basic example, on how CBA content is integrated in their website. Of course, those nodes and users can use all the players we provide. Here is another example, Radio FRO is doing it to integrate CBA content on its website without or having a very seamless way of including content without being actually on the platform itself. And this is another example on how it can be integrated using our API. The Association of Austria's Community Radios, the VFRÖ, is having its own portal, but the whole content is actually coming from the CBA database here, but has a total different look and comes as a standalone thing. Of course, in everyday radio work, statistics play an important role, since community media are not considered in the commercial radio tests, so we actually don't know how many people are listening. So these kind of statistics and analysis tools are quite important for media producers to actually get some sort of insight on how many people listen to their shows or visit their web pages or their shared content. In this context, we provide different tools that are especially made for community media broadcasters. For instance, a feedback form where you can, if you download a file, you can let the producers know on how the content is being used, which give people some really interesting insight how the content is used and what is happening with it. Every year we make an analysis of how the content is used, which is quite interesting, so we know that it is used highly for educational purposes, for master thesis, even for court and other things, but it's pretty interesting. And we provide additional possibilities for station management in order that radio stations can independently use the platform for their own communities without being very much dependent on the technicians of the platform itself. So they can manage their own users, giving away rights and permissions to users and podcasts to make it possible to collaboratively produce podcasts in teams, for instance, to edit the station's content or managing generally, in general, the data stock of the station. Open access is, of course, also made possible not only through policies but also through technology, of course, open source technology and free software licenses. So in this way we can assure technical and political independence also on this level. There are a few things included in this presentation which I'm not going too much into it since we talked about a lot the last days, but still want to let you know that at CBA we understand ourselves also as a playground in some way to try out new technologies like the speech-to-text tool Arzo is developing together with us right now, and to include these solutions in future, just to improve the platform more and more, and being able to serve, as a central node in a future European cultural backbone network. And as I stated before, just beside making your own node and setting up your own infrastructure, implementing the software which is being developed within this European Cultural Backbone Federation, there's also the possibility to take part at the platform in another way, like with the language portals. We extended it now and made it first happening for Hungary, so there is now an own node, so to say, hu.cba.media, which only contains Hungarian content. So it basically enables Hungarian community radios or any other civil society initiatives to have their own space there and to reach their certain and specific audiences based on the language. And in this way, it serves as some sort of a blueprint for extending the platform to other languages and also to other regions all over Europe, potentially, to make it easier for people to participate and to benefit from the functions of the platform. So currently we are only civil radio is using it. We're just in a test phase still, but planning to officially launch it very soon, and hopefully get other projects in other countries participating in this way. Just to give you another short and brief overview of what we're going to do in the future, or what we are actually already began doing, is that we open up the platform also for independent podcasters or videocasters who don't have their traditional community media infrastructures in their background. So since more and more people just produce podcasts on their own without being part of a community medium, since they just need such independent infrastructures, and to face that need, the platform is being opened up for everyone. But this is happening step by step, since there are a lot of questions still to solve, like for instance all those governance and user policy questions we are discussing right now. The experience we make out of these discussions will directly also go into the further development of the platform. Another thing we want to do is to make a connection to Wikidata, like auto-mapped content to Wikidata, to open up for the OpenGLAM area, since we understand the European Cultural Backbone Network not only as a federated network of community media, but in a broader sense that also includes public service media, for instance, or basically any other institutions that produce audiovisual content in a common geared way, so to say. So for instance, of the cultural heritage sector, like the galleries, archives, libraries, and museums. And since we have a quite big data stock now with over 130,000 podcasts, CBA also serves as a playground for data science, data analysis. So if you are interested in using the CBA and the data stock for playing around or making your own experiences regarding data science, for instance, there is the possibility to do it together with us. Those aspects, I just leave them for now, since we basically discussed this anyway today. And this is just another short summary of in what direction the development is going. So we plan to internationalize the platform very, very much with having data replication in the federated network, to have and establish additional language portals like hu.cba.media, which also includes, of course, translations of the interface, which are being done more and more. Of course, we need personalization more and more. We also discussed this, like democratic search and recommender systems, since the data stock grows and grows. Search results are becoming less well. And transcripts by the use of the speech-to-text algorithm shall make it possible to find content much easier and make it available for different languages, as we saw it yesterday when the EBU presented the ways of how to deal with different languages to overcome that language barriers. So in this way, we are also facing in the future a more European audience than we are doing now. So it basically means that in future we're thinking about of producing content on our own as well, but in a like having having a European media audience in front of our eyes, and producing content which is relevant for an international audience. Yeah, and another thing we'd like to implement, but we still have to discuss this, is subscription possibilities to make crowdfunding possible. So as an opt-in, of course, so if people choose to do community building and want to fund the creation of their content, so it's not about selling content as a paywall model, but as a community building tool for crowdfunding to gain money to produce content in general. And what we of course also discussed the last days regarding pop-ups, for instance, or activity pub, that the platform more and more evolves also into a social media platform, since communication is becoming more and more important and is also more and more happening on the platform. Yeah, that's basically a brief overview of what you're currently doing, and if you have any questions, don't hesitate to ask.
Okay, hi. So I was just wondering how long did it took to switch for the Hungarian platform? So how long would the whole process of making it local takes?
Yeah, it depends a little bit on how big the data stocks of the station is. So for instance, we had a short talk already with Tilos, who have like a data stock of 20 years, 24/7 audio material. So if we want to import that into the CBA, we need to think about of how to deal with that kind of, or this amount of data. But it shouldn't be much of a problem. We developed an importer, which makes it much easier to do that. So there are solutions more and more, which makes it easier just to use it in that way.
And I think, the general aspect of a separate portal has been developed now, so this can be used for other languages as well. And then there needs to be the translations of the interface and so on. So it appears to be not that big effort to do another version.
Yeah. Everything is hosted on CBA?
In this way, everything is hosted, yeah. So the alternative would be to have your own node, And to be part of the network just by implementing the tools and the replication technology. But this is an alternative for those who can't afford that. And of course, since we just introduced hu.cba.media, we also had to introduce de.cba.media, which just includes the German content. But on the main site, cba.media, all the content of the whole archive is still accessible and retrievable.
So about natural language translation is
I don't think so.
So about natural translation you talked about before. So how far along are you with the whole tool chain from speech to text and then translating, for example, the Hungarian content into any other language? Or is that not even the idea, or what's the status of that?
Yeah, that's the idea, but we are still not extremely far, I have to admit, since it costs, of course, quite a lot of money to do this. But what we are currently doing is, or what already happened together with Arso, was the development of a pipeline, which makes it able to implement speech models into the database. So the next step will be to implement it in CBA, which is just happening very recently, in a few weeks probably, or months. But a thing we are facing here is that there is a lot of Austrian content, of course. So we have to deal with the Austrian German, where we still don't have the language models for. And for this purpose, yesterday there was a presentation of the Austrian language project. This is also a project we're doing now in cooperation with the ORF to create such a model for the most common dialects or standard variations spoken in Austria. So we implement the German speech model first and we'll make experiences with it, but we're pretty sure that the results at first hand will be pretty bad. So that has to be improved step by step. And of course, translation tools, we want to have them in the best way it could be. I mean, the European Broadcast Union with Eurovox and all their tools showed how it could really work. I mean, I personally find this pretty amazing and impressive. But there is still a lack of technologies that can be implemented. And unfortunately, their tools are not open source. No, unfortunately not. So we can't really use it, or at least only parts of it. So I think on the long term, we need to have our own solutions first in order to overcome this challenge. Yeah.
Or start a movement to get EBU to free license the technology they're already having.
Yeah, one could try that. Yeah, since EBU projects are publicly funded, and of course we share the public money, public code movement. This would be a logic way to do, a thing to do. But yeah, it depends on EBU's policies. Pardon?
You have to be very diplomatic.
Yes, absolutely. And yes, absolutely. And I think we would need also very much think about of how we as community media can contribute to the technologies the European Broadcasting Union is developing. So we're thinking about ways of collaboration where both sides can profit. And I think since we have a lot of experience with civil society driven community platforms and civil society produced content, I think this could be one addition to their content pool, for instance. Just as one idea.
Perhaps I missed it, but where does your funding come from at this moment?
Pardon?
your funding at the moment?
Our funding, yeah, actually there is none. So not really a regular one. So we are basically working on a project basis still. 2 years ago, we founded an association for the platform, since it has been part of the Association of Community Radios in Austria before for over 20 years. With the foundation of the association, we try to establish a running.
Actually, we have a conference. So the host thing. Actually, there is
a contract, and CBA is paid for hosting of the big users, and this is one part of the idea to provide services for smaller ones and with affordable fees. And so this is a variation. So we run for public funding as well, and we have development projects. So there's, especially for public access radio stations, there are some implementations of tools that we have developed, or we develop new tools for them. So this is a split up income stream.
Yeah, but still there are no funding instruments on a regular basis for those kind of infrastructures. There's only fundings for making innovative technical solutions, but not maintaining them in any way, and not on a national level, not on a European level. So I think this will also be issues we are going to discuss the next 2 days, the necessity of some sort of open tech fund or free and open source funds on national or European level, since this is pretty much needed.
Yeah, one more question. So regarding the servers, so currently, like you said, everything is being kept on the CBA servers, mm-hmm. but there's will there be an option in the future to kind of join, for example, like you mentioned, there's an idea to have independent podcasters as well join, mm-hmm. and if they're hosting already somewhere on another platform, would then just the content could be grabbed with a RSS feed, or would it also have to be hosted again on the CBA?
In the way we see it now, it would also be hosted at the CBA. But on mid or long term basis, this also depends a little bit on the participation of others in a shared organizational structure as well. Is that we actually plan to put the CBA open source as a software, since we never did that because we also lacked money for that. In this way, it would be possible in the future to set up your own instance in this way and host your stuff on your own.
So, if there are no further questions, then thank you for your attention, and I think we are done with the official program. Fourth day of our hackathon conference lab and so ever. And thanks for attending and listening and watching. And we are meeting tomorrow at another location at the Wissensturm, which is close to the railway station. And actually also you can follow this online. Thanks a lot.